Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
On today's wrestling news, Cody Rhodes has signed with WWE.
A new stipulation has been announced for a huge WrestleMania 38 match.
Jeff Hardy breaks his silence on leaving WWE.
And an update on Kenny Omega's AEW return.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan to talk all things wrestling. But before we get into it, make sure you like the video, comment down below what you think of all of today's stories, subscribe to the channel, and links to each story are in the description. Click the timestamps and off you go. But first up, I know we've reported about Cody quite a lot, but there's just a little bit more until he actually gets there. We're going to keep talking about it. We are back with more and more Cody news. But this one is coming from Mike Johnson of PW Insider. And he is reporting that according to multiple sources, he has signed with WWE. They made it official about 10 to 14 days ago. And the current plan is for him to return at WrestleMania weekend and then be a big part of Raw going forwards after that. Now, obviously we've been waiting for this news for ages to find out what the hell is going on with Cody Rhodes and WWE. And this seems like the first sort of concrete thing, I guess, that leading into it, that suggests that this has happened and this is waiting. Like, Cody himself has just been sending pictures of his dogs to Sean Ross Sapp and stuff like that whenever he asks about it. So he's been playing up to this. But there has been hints on like WWE TV as well, obviously. Like on Raw this week, Corey was saying about how like Seth's WrestleMania plans and hopes and dreams were dashed tonight, using dashed, like dashing Cody Rhodes, telling about how his vision has turned into a nightmare. Get it? Like the American nightmare, Cody Rhodes. So there's dropping hints, but it looks like, yeah, Cody Rhodes is returning WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, and like you said, this is the closest thing we've got to concrete information so far, but in my mind, it's still not concrete. I don't trust WWE, and it's one of those where...
Until I see his face on TV.
I'm not going to believe it. Do you know what I mean? At this point, because it's like with all the Stone Cold Steve Austin stuff for weeks and weeks and weeks, we're like, is this actually going to happen? Like, it's they've been teasing it for weeks and weeks, and they finally did, and it wasn't quite what we thought it was. So until we know 100% he's there, and it's you've got the whole write up of he signed a big contract, he's going to be a full time player. I taper my expectations with these kind of things. But I'd love Cody to be there. I think he'd be great. It'd be a good spot for him, I think, at Mania, taking on Rollins, because they'd have a banger. It'd be a great match. So, I don't know. There's not much more to add to this, because it's been so heavily documented and reported on at this point. This is just another little sprinkle of additional news. If he is going to be on Raw going forward, look forward to him in about, I don't know, 6 months' time, chasing around Akira Tozawa over the 24/7 championship. It's going to be great. Can't wait for it.
Come on, we can hope. We can hope. My current idea for what this is going to happen, how this is going to happen, is I don't know if I want this to happen or not, but I pitched this on Wrestle Culture on our podcast the other day. But I could see it happening in a very WWE kind of thing. And it's like the KO show on night one of WrestleMania. It's Stone Cold and Kevin Owens. They do a bit of a back and forth or whatever. And then Seth Rollins comes out and he's trying to interrupt the show because he's lost his WrestleMania moment and he's annoyed with Kevin Owens because he lost that match on Raw. So obviously he couldn't be a part of the show. He gets involved. It all kind of breaks down into a bit of a scrap. Everyone's fighting, like the fighting Stone Cold and stuff like that. And then out comes Cody Rhodes to kind of save the day. Then Kevin Owens gets stunned. Seth Rollins gets hit with the what's Cody's finish? Why kind of
The crossroads.
The crossroads, of course. He gets this with the crossroads. And then you get Stone Cold and Cody standing tall at the end. They share a beer. And then Cody challenges Seth for night two. And then they have a match there.
Sorry, all I saw there was the share a beer and then Stone Cold stuns Cody. That's where my mind went.
Not that bit. Because it just seems like a very WWE thing to do, where they're like, oh, we're bringing this guy in. How do we make him loved? Even though he's probably going to be loved anyway. Mm. But it was Stone Cold. Who doesn't like Stone Cold?
Yeah.
So was he. But yeah, who knows? Cody Rhodes signs with WWE, did it 10 to 14 days ago, apparently. And it's just been screwing with us since.
And speaking of WrestleMania 38, like the big old matches and segments and loads of different things that are going to be going down over the two-night stupendous extravaganza, another big stipulation has been added to a match that's already been announced, which is the match that's going to be Sami Zayn versus Johnny Knoxville. Not over the IC title, I was going to say over the IC title, but no, Ricochet's got that, and he's now subsequently gone missing, because that's what happens when you get that belt. And apparently, so Sami Zayn last night was on SmackDown, he was talking about, like, oh yeah, I've like this match with me and you, Knoxville, it's going to be personal, it's going to be this, you've cost me so much. So, if you got the balls, we're going to go anything goes for this match. So it wasn't no holds barred, it wasn't extreme rules, anything goes seems to be its own, like, first time ever thing, I guess, because Vince McMahon's obsessed with these kind of first time ever angles. And later on in the night, Johnny Knoxville was like, oh, do you know who I am? I'm Johnny Knoxville. I've been beaten up by bulls. I've strapped myself to a big red rocket. Of course, I'm going to be up for anything goes. And he started cackling. He was going nuts. So expect Johnny Knoxville to probably get thrown off something or through something or at something. And then his head get kicked off by Sami Zayn. If you're into this kind of brutality, it's going to be pretty damn fun, I think. I think it's going to be in a similar vein to, let's say, a Bad Bunny kind of experience. I think he's going to really throw himself into this, Johnny Knoxville. He maybe isn't going to pull off the same intricate maneuvers that Bad Bunny did, but I think if you're looking for stunts and carnage and bumps, whoa, you come to the right place.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to this one. Not going to lie. Sami Zayn's great. Everything he does is absolutely great. And just him with Johnny Knoxville. I'm just fascinated to see what they come up with in a random match on WrestleMania. It's going to be great. It's going to be different to the Bad Bunny thing, I think, as well. Because Bad Bunny was like, that was just a shock as to how good and fun a wrestling match that was. Like, that just kind of came out of nowhere and was one of the absolute highlights of WrestleMania. But I think this is going to be very different, like you say, in terms of like stunts and bumps and things like that. But I am fascinated to find out what they come up with.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
But speaking of WrestleMania how you might not be at WrestleMania, I'm going to be at WrestleMania. But like you, Gareth, you're not going to be at WrestleMania, so you're going to be sat at home watching it like a chump. And you might want some beers to go along with your WrestleMania experience. And you know where you can get some beers? At topropebrewing.com. See what I did there? Because we have our very own beer. Me and Cleary went over there the other day. You can see the video. I'll pop a link to it somewhere. And we made a beer, and it's going to be a 5.4%, I think it is, YPA. It's called Clickbait Thumbnail. See what we did there? It's got yellow arrows all over it. Not going to lie, we're quite proud of the name. It was all Sidgwick's idea. It's very, very good. And yeah, you can get three of those along with 9 other Top Rope Brewing beers in a big sort of 12 beers you can't believe taste this good WrestleMania crate kind of thing. It's £45. It's on topropebrewing.com. I'll pop a link in the description below, so click that and off you go. It is just the UK and certain parts of Europe at the minute, unfortunately. Sorry, America. But yeah, go check it out. Buy our beer, our very own beer. It's our beer. We're actually made a beer. That's nuts. So go buy it.
And why should you buy it? That's why. Oh, he's really good at that, Miller, isn't he? It's very hard. Very hard to do.
So, buy our beer. Thanks.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
But moving over to AEW for a little bit, and Jeff Hardy was on Matt Hardy's podcast last night, and he was talking about his decision to sort of walk out on WWE during that the six-man tag match that was on a house show. And I've got a few quotes from it, so just bear with me. I'm just going to go through the quotes because it's what's better than to hear it from the guy himself. So he said that like certain things happen for a reason. Like subconsciously, that was maybe the smartest thing he's ever done, guided by something higher than me, he'll say, talking about how he walked out on that match. But he went on to like talk about his like personal moments of hope just being kind of fleeting during his latest WWE run. Got a quote just saying, "The best way I can describe my journey the last few months in WWE was like glimmers of hope. Maybe I still do have something. The last glimmer of hope was Survivor Series, which was really good. It came down to me and Seth Rollins, and I was killing it. I almost won, and the crowd was so behind me. I felt like one of the most popular babyfaces in WWE because the crowd was so with me. Then there were other times where I felt like a ghost roaming the halls, like, why am I even here? I don't feel important. I kept doing my deal and would show up and do whatever they wanted me to. I've never been a politicker, so I don't go out of my way to try and get certain spots or achieve a certain status." So yeah, I think you can, it's fair to say his latest run with WWE was patchy at best. He just kind of randomly got thrown out there to do certain things. He never really got put in a big long-term storyline towards the end of it. It was a bit hit and miss. It wasn't exactly the best. But he went on to talk about the specific night when he did walk out, and it was the six-man tag at a house show. And then Hardy was let go sort of because of it. And then there were reports that he was impaired while competing and that Jeff turned down WWE's offer of rehab. Well, Jeff is claiming that this absolutely was not the case. I've got a quote just saying that that night in Edinburgh, Texas, I finished my heat. I took the heat and I said, I'm ready to go. Went over the rail, disappeared into the crowd. Naturally, they think I took something like drugs or whatever, but I didn't. If I was that bad, I should have never been out there. That's the way I see it. I thought, just another unpredictable thing I can do that and I'll totally get away with it. But it ended up being more serious than that. Now, obviously, Fightful reported earlier this month that Jeff had passed the drug test after this and a breathalyzer following this incident. So that, like, none of that was actually true, any of the rumors that came out after that. But now, after all of that's been sort of put behind him and he's gone, Jeff has a bit more hope for the future, which is nice. And he's saying that, again, it was one of the smartest things I've ever done because it worked out so perfectly. Mainly because my first day in AEW, I felt valuable for the first time again. The care and love I was shown, I got chills just thinking about it. In WWE, it felt like they just wanted to keep me there to sell action figures. I put so much love and joy in painting my face, and when I see it come out and immortalized in an action figure, I'm like, that's why I do this. It's so cool. And that's one thing he's super excited about in AEW, his first action figure with face paint. So yeah, Jeff Hardy's last run in WWE wasn't exactly the best. Got him down for quite obvious reasons. And he just had enough and then he left. And now much more hope leading into his run with AEW now.
Yeah, I listened to this podcast last night and it was fascinating. Just hearing Jeff just feeling like he's in a better place. Do you know what I mean? It came across straight away. He seems super content back with his brother and just happy to be in AEW. You feel like he mentioned there in all those quotes, it's like when he was in that run in WWE towards the end especially, it was just like, I'm just here, I'm just treading water. I feel like I'm just being... Matt Hardy mentioned it in the actual podcast. It's like WWE get to a point where you hit a certain age and you're seen as just a commodity to get other people over and sell toys and sell just merchandise. You're not really used in any kind of creative way outside of that. And it can be really frustrating. Whereas AEW, you do respect the legends, the kind of icons, the people who've been there for generations, like your Stings, and now look at the Hardys, people like that. They really put on a pedestal, but they don't overshadow everyone else. They can still find a way to creatively get the next generation over. And it's nice, it's awesome to see that Jeff feels like he's being valued now. That entire walkout story, I think, is just insane. Still looking back on it, that he just suddenly went, you know what, I'm done with this, and just topped the barricade and legged it, because that's what Jeff, the fact he was just like, oh, it's just another unpredictable thing I could do. I was like, that is just how your brain works, Jeff. You just go and do your thing. You do a runner. But it's good. I think it's worked out for the best for everyone. He seems miles happier, and I too cannot wait to see his face painted all over an action figure for his first AEW figure. But speaking, we're keeping in this AEW sphere right now. Kenny Omega is a big name. He's been missing from AEW television for quite some time, obviously, in the wake of, it was Full Gear is when he went missing, obviously, after he'd lost his belt to Hangman Page, and he came up on the Dynamite after that and said, guys, we're going to have to go and take a bit of time off now because I'm battered. My body's in a mess. And, well, yeah, he's been through an awful lot because before he did take this time off to get surgery and everything else, he'd had loads of knee and shoulder injuries. He'd had a hernia. He'd had vertigo. His body was just really, he'd been put through the ringer. He'd been working really hard, running really hard for years. And now Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer has reported that he's currently recovering from a arthroscopic knee surgery, and that'll take about 10 weeks for him to fully recover from that. And then after that, he's going to undergo a procedure for his sports hernia that I just mentioned, that aforementioned one, at the end of March, and that comes with a 2-month recovery time. And then just to make things even more complicated, he tested positive for the dreaded vid. He did that was in January, I believe, and that's obviously pushed everything back, because when you do test positive, you can't exactly be walking around hospitals and spreading it and all the rest of it, so you obviously have to stay home and isolate, which is just, it's another big setback. And a lot of people were thinking, oh, he's going to be back for March, he's going to be back for these great pay-per-views now, following on for Revolution, probably going to get him there for Double or Nothing perhaps, but no, it's not going to be like that, and it looks like it's more likely that he's going to be returning maybe around summer. But to be honest, we've got a lot of stars right now in AEW. You've got your CM Punk, your Bryan Danielson's, the landscape has shifted so much since Kenny Omega did take that time away. So they're not in any desperate need to have him back. When he does come back, it'll be incredible. There'll be a huge pop, and he'll probably get a nice long run, and hopefully his body's in the best shape it can be. But for now, just rest up, Kenny. Just have a bit of time to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. He absolutely needs it. Like, towards the end of his run, when he was talking about the stories about him like wrestling with vertigo and things, and like he'd feel like the ring was spinning while he was doing suicide dives, and I genuinely have absolutely no clue how anyone could possibly pull that off without killing themselves. It was absolutely incredible. So yeah, rest up, get ready, get better, get all of these niggling little things fixed and sorted out, and come back sort of stronger than ever. There's no point rushing this one back to the ring. AEW is fine without him, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic when he comes back, obviously, but rest up and get well. But let's move over to your Twitter questions. The first one of the day comes from Tete, who says, hi guys, fan from Portugal. Seeing that the What Culture office is going to WrestleMania next time, do you prefer Double or Nothing or WrestleMania? Happy Saturday. How about you, Gareth? Which one do you prefer going to?
Bit of a bittersweet thing this, Phil, because I've not actually been to either. That's
sorry.
Yeah, thanks for that.
You're welcome. Personally, I've been to both. So...
Celebrate.
I will always just be a massive mark for WrestleMania. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely massive, obviously. It's the whole spectacle and the massive stadium and everything that goes along with it. And the whole sort of weekend of wrestling where just everyone turns a town into a wrestle town. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fantastic. So I think I'm always going to pick WrestleMania over AEW shows. Sorry, AEW. As much as fun as Double or Nothing was, it was absolutely fantastic and I very much enjoyed it. I'm going to pick WrestleMania.
But it's also very unfair because Double or Nothing's only been around for a couple of years, so we'll see.
This is very true.
A few years'
this
time.
It's a very different thing.
Could be as big. Could be the Double or Nothing weekend that just absolutely takes over Las Vegas.
Indeed, it is a very different thing. But speaking of going to WrestleMania, yes, I will be there this year, and I'm very much looking forward to it. But we are also going to be at and around WrestleCon, which is like a big fan convention event thing. We've got access to it. We're going to be doing loads of interviews. We've not got like a booth or anything, but we're going to be wandering around all weekend, getting loads of interviews, as much content for you guys as we possibly can. But why don't you go along to WrestleCon too? It's WrestleCon.com. On the internet, you can get tickets. You can go. There's a massive lineup of absolute legends that you can go and meet. It's an absolutely incredible lineup this year. We're going to be around. Come say hello to us. Go meet all of your favorite wrestlers and have a jolly fun time. Basically, that's all I'm saying. Have fun.
Yeah. I won't be filled, but yeah, have fun.
Anyone else that's in WrestleMania, you have fun. You'll have fun too. Don't worry, I'm sure.
I'm going to be drinking top rope. It's going to be great.
This is true. The next question comes from Chris Two, who says, what wrestling stipulation match would you and Gareth Morgan have? Who would win and what would it be for?
I think it should be a winner goes to WrestleMania. Yeah, false count anyway.
It's going to be that. And I'm going to need this to be some kind of hardcore match or a street fight, because you've got much bigger muscles than I do, my friend.
You've got a much sharper brain than mine, though, so I think...
I need to level this playing field with kendo sticks and chairs and barbed wire and as much stuff as I can get. I'm going full hardcore with this.
Yeah, we're going to do like a steel cage with the weapons hanging from it. Do you know what I mean? Like NXT the other
Ambrose
day.
Ambrose Asylum. Yeah. You want an Ambrose Asylum match.
That's it, yeah. We'll have a Phil's Chamber match.
Hey, there it is.
I like it. We'll do that.
Yeah, winner goes to WrestleMania. That'll be good. I'm gonna enjoy that.
Gimmicked it already. We've worked it, so you're gonna contrive to beat me. Damn it! I'm never gonna get a break. I'm never gonna go to Mania.
One day.
We'll see.
The final question of the day comes from Luke Cullen, who says, "What wrestling storyline or wrestler's career would you love to see put to film, and who would you like to play them?" Now, we were talking about this just before we started, and we both had the exact same answer, didn't we?
Yeah, literally, we both just like looked at each other and went, "Well, it's Mick Foley, isn't it? It's got to be Mick Foley, because it's just one of the most incredible tales, both inside and outside of the ring, of any wrestler. And it's just, it's a human story, but then equally, it's got these superhuman feats that are laced into it as well. But when it comes to the actor, we had a bit of a discussion, didn't we? We didn't know. Yeah. There's a lot of big-name actors that you could throw into this mix.
Yeah, there is. Like, did we settle on Andy Serkis maybe being a good one for it?
Yeah.
Get a little bit of the sort of crazy Foley side of things, as well as the sort of human side of things. Who else did you bring up?
We had Christian Bale, because you could just see him putting a bit of weight on, doing his, like, getting the... He's already, like, I think he's had, like, some kind of filling or a tooth taken out before and done things like that. So that could be quite cool.
Charles McElhenney from Always Sunny in Philadelphia popped into my head as well. That's another guy who would just put on loads of weight just because it'd be fine for the role.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than Charlie Day going into it, I guess. But Tom Hardy, maybe? Like, do you know what I mean? Ooh, people like that. Get his long hair. I could see that because he's got a bit of a thing going on. For me, it's the teeth that, like, everything else. It's this. This is the whole, it's what make or break kind of Mick Foley. It's his expression. And everything else, I think he could do. He's got the little mischievous wink in his eye, but he's got a heart of gold, and I think that's important for Mick Foley.
That's why I think I'm sold on the Andy Serkis.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But let us know down in the comments below what wrestling storyline you would want to turn into a movie and who would play it. Let us know in the comments. But that is today's wrestling news. Thank you very much for joining us. If you want, you can follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers, and you can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment down below, like I said. And most importantly, everybody, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.